This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we started a conversation with the National Pork Board about how they're changing their marketing approach for a new generation of consumers. The goal is to work closely with dietitians and medical professionals to highlight the way pork can fit as part of a complete meal that's healthy for different lifestyles. Now, you might be asking, how do you make that work and also highlight the taste and convenience with the dietary information as well? Well, we're going to talk about that next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
One of the big hurdles when it comes to marketing things that are good for us is the fact that usually good taste and good health don't always go hand in hand. And that's where the National Pork Board is working with dietary professionals to show you that the taste of pork, while delicious, is also good for you and a good part of a balanced diet. Emily Krause is the Director of Health and Wellness Initiatives of the National Pork Board, and she talks about the steps necessary to make that happen. First, it starts with the preparation.
Talking about cooking temperature, and I know that's not the most fun, but food safety and eating experience are really important to getting people to even get to that convenience factor and getting to purchase pork. And so we've really talked with healthcare professionals who we've found have been giving outdated information on cooking temperatures, that 145 followed by that 3 minute rest is going to be that best way to get a good eating experience.
We're having to shift the way we think about marketing because we're seeing a huge shift in the way consumers are eating. We're seeing a huge growth in the amount of air fryers being used in American homes. And Krause talks about how the National Pork Board is working with chefs to find new ways to partner pork with this new method of cooking.
I'm going to give you a really fun fact. So in the U.S., there are actually more people that have air fryers now than have coffee makers, which I was shocked by. I was a late adopter to the air fryer game, but I understand why people love it, and it's here to stay. And so at the National Pork Board, we're looking to provide more of those air fryer pork recipes so people know what to do with pork in the air fryer. It's super simple. Kristen mentioned some of the flavor research that we had come out. In that research, we actually found that the pork tenderloin, the leanest cut of pork, when cooked in the air fryer, is going to be the most tender and the most flavorful cut of pork across all the cuts, across all of the cooking preparations. So the tenderloin in the air fryer is super flavorful and super easy to prepare.
And of course, the best way to guarantee the future of pork marketing is to get it in front of younger consumers as well. Kirsten Hicks Roof, PhD, is a dietitian with the National Pork Board, and she talks about how they're making that happen.
But when we think about our younger consumers, and let's think about Gen Z, maybe Gen Alpha, and we now know Gen Beta is just coming in 2025. But these younger consumers are interested in culinary exploration. They're interested in different global cuisines. And you see in many kind of food trends reports that 2025 is going to be the year of global flavors. And again, that's where pork truly shines. Pork is one of the most consumed proteins in the world.
We have much more online at iowaagnet.com, and the full conversation will be part of this week's edition of Weekend Ag Matters. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.